Our first scripture lesson is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Listen now for God's word to you in this reading of scripture. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that the Lord may teach us God's ways, and that we may walk in God's paths." For out of Zion shall come forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. The Lord shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us. Thanks be to God.
Our gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew. We'll be reading from the Gospel of Matthew throughout the season of Advent. And our reading this morning comes from the 24th chapter, verses 36 through 44. Let us listen for God's word in our lives. But about that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away, so too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, and for the word within us. Thanks be to God. Sitting in the quiet stillness of our home early this morning, there was an ever-present absence. You see, we got in from Baltimore too late last night to pick up our dog, Wilson. And he wasn't laying over on the floor, sleeping as he usually does on early mornings. It's not that he's an active presence, but there's a presence. And the absence of his presence got me to thinking of a very interesting story that some of you have heard before. But it's the story of how we actually got Wilson in our lives. You see, we had had a dog for probably 15 years that had died. It was a dear, dear member of our family. And we went for a full year of not having a pet in our house. A dog, and we had always had a dog with our kids growing up, and there had always been the presence of a pet. And we finally came around to the notion that, okay, we think we're ready. And so we started looking in the shelter, local shelter, and of course they have videos now, so you can just go online and you can watch videos of the different pets that are up for adoption. And one Friday night, Peg was looking at a video and she said, "I think we want to go look at this one." So I looked at the video and said, "Well, yeah, that looks interesting. Let's." And there was a little bio there of the dog, and so we said, "Well, tomorrow let's go by and look." Well, Saturday morning came, and I guess we sort of had put this in the back of our minds because we kind of forgot about it until early Saturday afternoon, and we thought, "Oh yes, that's right. We wanted to go see that dog." So we called the rescue center, and they said, "Yes, we still have that dog, but a couple just came in and visited with the dog, and we think they're going to adopt him." But we went anyway. We said, "Well, we'll at least look at some other dogs, but let's go look at this dog because he'd been so inviting in this video." And so we went to the shelter, and we had been there before, and it was kind of crowded, and so we didn't check in at the desk. We just went around to the back, and we asked one of the attendants, "Where was this particular dog?" And he said, "Well, we're not supposed to show this dog. The dog has a yellow card." "A yellow card?" I said, "Yes, that means that someone's seriously interested in this dog, and he's been put in a separate section." And Peg, in her most persuasive way, asked the attendant, says, "Please, we drove all this way. We just want to see him. We just want to see if it's the dog we thought it was." And he said, "Okay, I'll take you back." We went back, and sure enough, Peg and this dog just bonded immediately. The dog leapt with joy, and I had to literally pull her away and say, Peg, the dog is taken. There's a yellow card. We have to go." "Oh, no." We made a quick look at other dogs, but we were leaving heartbroken. And as we were going out the door, Peg said, "Well, let's just go back in and tell them that if those people don't want the dog, we do." So we went back in, and Peg said, we've just looked at this dog, and we know there's a yellow card on him. We know there's some people who really want the dog, and we want to get on the list in case they don't." And the lady says, "Well, what's your name?" And she says, "Our name is Walton." And she looked up and said, "Walton? Didn't you call earlier today and ask about the dog and say you were interested?" We said, "Well, yes, we did." And she said, "Well, that yellow card is yours." We nearly walked out of that place, but didn't. We went back in. We were there in the presence of this dog that would become a member of our family, but we didn't know it. And in a way, that's kind of what Advent is all about. Advent is this season where we are waiting for something that is already here. We're waiting for the presence of Christ in our lives, but Christ is already present in our lives. And that's one of the reasons I think that as we celebrate Advent, our first Sunday is the Sunday of hope. Because in many ways, this is exactly what hope is. Hope is not just empty wishing. Hope is to cherish, to desire with anticipation and expectation that what we desire is a reality already. This is what hope is. Hope is desire accompanied by expectation or belief in fulfillment. This is the hope that we talk about on this Sunday of Advent. Our Isaiah reading is filled with hope. Our Matthew reading has hope in it, but there seems to be a dark side to the Matthew reading. Especially when there's this comparison with Noah, because we all know what happened to all those people who weren't expecting the flood, right? But this is not what Advent is about. It's not about judgment. This story of Noah is just used as an example of people living their daily lives and doing the things we all do in our lives. It mentions marrying and loving and just going about our daily lives, not realizing what is to come or what is coming. But the real key to this reading comes later in the passage when Matthew talks about the coming of the Son of Man. This is a strange little phrase, the Son of Man, that Jesus always uses to describe himself. I may be amiss, but I will say that I think the only time the Son of Man is used in the New Testament is when Jesus uses it to describe himself. Jesus doesn't describe himself as the Son of God. Other people make those claims. Jesus describes himself as the Son of Man. And this is a curious phrase that's used in the Old Testament as an apocalyptic figure, but it is always a real person. A flesh and blood person. And Jesus refers to himself as the Son of Man, and the Son of Man coming and going. And many people think that this phrase actually refers to Jesus presenting himself as the quintessential humanity. The Son of Man is, if you will, the complete human. This is what it's like to be fully human. And a very peculiar thing about this passage is the verb come. It says, the Son of Man comes, is in the present tense. It's not a future event. It's not a past event. It's an event that is in the present. It's actually in the present indicative. To get a little more technical, and the indicative mood tells us that there is no past or present or future. It's just the verb sitting there in its natural form. And this is how Christ comes to us. Comes to us. Come, coming, right now, always coming. And the passage says you need to be awake. You need to pay attention. to the coming of the Son of Man. And why do we need to pay attention? Because the Son of Man is already here. Incarnate with us, in us, God with us, Emmanuel. And we find ourselves in this eternal present of not knowing, but knowing. You know, there's this philosophical riddle that to not know something is actually to know it. And the minute we come to the conclusion where we don't know when the Son of Man is coming, then we know that the Son of Man comes at all times. This is the mystery of Advent. This is not a clear-cut, linear process that we go through every year. It's an invitation into the mystery of realizing that we are waiting for the one who is already here. Amen. Come, rule in our hearts. Be with us in our hearts. Come is the eternal coming of Jesus. The eternal coming of the Christ in our lives. So let us remember as we begin this Advent season that Christ is with us. And we're waiting for something that is already here. Embrace it and live it. Amen.